Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out here with me today. Today is a self-indulgent episode of the podcast. It's so funny. One of the producers over at NBC Sports Chicago asked me who the guest on House of L was going to be this week. And I was like, I'm going to be the guest this week. Yes, I wanted to talk about some things in greater detail than what I can do on Twitter, Instagram, or even on the radio show. Because I don't, even though it's my show, I don't want to make everything out to be about me. But this is an opportunity to talk about some stuff. So I wanted to take the time to do it. First off, I wanted to let you know that I've been really busy working on a bunch of different projects. Two of them that I can talk to you about here. One I cannot talk to you about yet. I am hopeful that I will get the opportunity to talk with you about it soon because it's a super, super cool project that we are working on. But I threw the other stuff on Instagram and on Twitter and wanted to kind of let you know what was going on with them. And if you watched television over this past weekend, then you saw one of them, and that's me going back to NBC Sports Chicago. It was really, really great to go back over there, and the timing of it was bizarre. So here's what I can tell you. I was, I guess the term would be finalist for another job, which I'm not going to tell you about until that job gets filled. I am no longer a finalist for that job. And it was in television and it was local. I can tell you those things. And I talked to the decision makers at this place and I said, look, there are some things that are happening. And I just kind of wanted to know where I stood. I initially interviewed for this job back in January. So before I went on and did some different stuff and moved in some different directions, I wanted to know kind of where I stood. And they told me where I stood. And it was really professional. And I was totally okay with their decision that they loved me, that they thought that I did really great in the trial and the interview, but they were moving on. So yeah, it was a bit of a gut punch. I thought that I had a really good chance of getting the gig, but I didn't get the gig. That's it, bees like that sometimes, as Keith Murray would say. Strangely enough, I get a email from NBC Sports Chicago, and it was within hours of this conversation that I had at the other place that I was talking to. And so John Shipman, who's in charge over at NBC Sports Chicago, said, hey, do you want to still talk about maybe doing some stuff with us? And I was like, yeah. And it was like one of those things where like I felt like I needed a win that day. So we got into a conversation and he said, look, we got a lot of people taking some time off. Do you want to come and do White Sox post game with Ozzie Guillen? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to come do post game with Ozzie Guillen. So that was set up and it was cool. Well, the crazy part about it is before I left NBC Sports Chicago, and there's episodes with me and Layla talking about this from 2 years ago, if you want to just scroll back through the House of L archives, they were building the new set right before COVID hit. And everyone was like super excited about getting over there, and we were doing shows in NBC Tower because they were building out the new set. I never got a chance to work on the new set. It's amazing. It's so great. And I would see it. Like, I'd see Jason and I'd see Cap, and I'd be like, man, that set is baller. So I finally got to be on the new set, and I'm super, super grateful for the opportunity to restart my relationship with NBC Sports Chicago. So that's going to be a thing. I don't know how much of a thing it's going to be, but I got an extra bonus episode because of the rainout on Friday. I was only supposed to do Saturdays pre and post because the Sunday game was going to be on national television. And then once they scrapped the Friday game, there was a Sunday game that NBC Sports Chicago had the rights to. They needed someone to do pre and post with Ozzy. And I raised my hand and I said, yes, I'd very much like to do that. Working with Ozzy is so much fun. It's the same thing, the same way I feel about working with the guys on the Football After Show, where you're sitting there and you're watching the games with experts, people who have been in those moments, and being able to pick Ozzy's brain while the game was going on was fantastic. He made things super easy for me. The producers made things super easy for me, where I could just kind of come in and do my deal and make it work. And it was wonderful. And then we had stuff to talk about. And I felt like I was the right person in the right place at the right time to talk about everything that went on with Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson. And being able to discuss some of those things in the green room with Ozzy in more depth and more detail was eye-opening. It truly, truly was. And it helped to form my opinion about what it is that I was witnessing. So, yeah, I am back over there. Like, I'm going to get an ID and everything. And I didn't think that I would ever be back there. Strangely enough, I just felt like, oh, that season is over in my career. But I'm so glad that I am back there now, because there's a lot of stuff that I think can be done over there that I'd be good at. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. I don't want to put any pressure on them to go beyond whatever they... I told them, if you guys can find stuff for me to do, just tell me and I'll do it. And it's great to be back with everyone on the crew over there too. Shout out to Glenn and Linda. I'm so happy to see them both. My man Strobel, who I went and worked the Super Bowl with, and he worked a lot of the football stuff with me. Ellis, Nate, everyone, Bulldog, like everyone treated me super great over there. I was treated really, really well, probably better than I deserve. So that was cool.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The other thing that I was able to tell you about on Friday, because it wasn't public knowledge. For the last year, I've been working on a comic book with Kyle Higgins. And Kyle Higgins has an extensive background. And he's a local dude on top of it. Like, he was a listener. Like, we kind of became friends. He helped Lance Briggs do his book, The Trap, and they're getting ready to do the next part of The Trap with Lance. He's directed Power Rangers. He's written Cal. He's written Nightwing. He's done a lot of different stuff. And I ran into him at C2E2. Man, I guess C2E2 was like right before COVID started. Holy crap. I ran into him C2E2 back in 2020. And he said, I got some ideas I want to do something. I want you to join me on a project if you're interested. The project is a comic book called Radiant Black. If you have not read Radiant Black, you really should. It's outstanding. It's so great, and it's based in the Chicagoland area. And what's crazy about it is there's trades right now, so you could catch up on it. There's Radiant Black Volume 1, and you can catch up on it. I am writing issue number 18. And I'm not writing it by myself. I'm writing it with Kyle. I am writing, helping to write episode 18. And what's cool is Kyle allowed me to name and help create the origin story of one of the characters. And that, to me, is bananas. Like, the idea, like, when he first brought the idea to me, I thought this was going to be, well, hey, what do you think about dot, dot, dot? And then I could give, you know, my thoughts on it, and then he could take it from there. And what it's turned out to be is really extensive universe building, story writing. And I'm jacked, like, about, we're getting close. We're not at the finish line, but we're getting close to the finish line. And we're going to go over some stuff over the next couple of weeks, and then the issue will be out in August. Some of the early art for it is amazing. And I can just tell you that the idea that Kyle, the overarching theme of the issue, is mind-blowing. And for me to be a part of that, it's something that I didn't know that I wanted, but I totally want. That's the crazy part. From being the kid walking around Evergreen Plaza, going to Crocs and Britannos, and waiting for the next issue of Captain America, to be writing a comic book now is a lifelong dream fulfilled. They've already put out the cover art. It's on my Instagram, at Lawrence W. Holmes, if you want to take a look at it. I didn't even post the variant covers, which is so crazy. And I honestly think that this has the potential to go beyond it just being a comic. And it's on Image. Like, this is, like, it's so insane. Like, we have incredible artists that are working on it, people who are organizing the book. Like, everyone involved in Radiant Black is just been perfect. And they even have, if you want to get one of the trades, they have a Blacklight trade episode or issue that's so cool. And I really thank Kyle for trusting me with this. Like, this is his baby. Like, this is a big deal. And to be trusted with, I'm a good enough storyteller to play at this level. I've definitely been going through some imposter syndrome type stuff. And then I'm like, nah, like, Kyle's not stupid. He's not dumb. And if I make a mistake, he's good enough to bail me out of any mistake that I might make on this. So we're almost done with it. And it's weird that the two things kind of happened at the same time. The fact that everything was a go over at NBC Sports Chicago, and then the announcement came out. Like, I being announced as one of the writers, to me, is wild. And having a blurb about me in the announcement is really, really cool. And I can't wait. I can't wait till you see this thing. I can't wait. I'm happy with what I came up with as far as part of the story of this character. I can't wait until you see the direction that Kyle came up with and the art that the art team came up with on this. When he explained the concept to me, I was like, there's no way that this is going to be a thing. We're not going to be able to pull this off. And Stefano Simeone is the artist, and the stuff that he's doing, man, you'll see. That's all I can say for now. And there'll be a whole nother episode, and probably an episode with Kyle when the issue is out. Someone said, asked me if I wanted to do a signing. And I'm like, I'd never thought about that, but I guess that would make sense. Like, I could go to my favorite comic book store in Hyde Park, First Aid Comics, and do something, or something at Challenger or Third Coast. I could do something over at Third Coast. But I remember when my friend Elliot Serrano was starting to delve into doing books, how cool I thought it was. And I think Elliot's like a really good storyteller and writer. I'm like, man, can I play on that level? If I were given a chance, could I play on that level? Well, now I'm going to find out. And when it happens, my hope is that you enjoy it. And I hope that I get a chance to do more with this character and this series. So do me a favor. Catch up on Radiant Black. The trades are out there for the first 10 issues. Radiant Black Volume 001. You can check it out and then you catch up with the other ones. I also think that I'm not even a part of Radiant Red. Radiant Red's storyline to me is bananas. It's really, really dope. So that's it. That's all I got for this week. I'm going to probably do a couple more like these over the next few weeks, and then maybe take a little bit of a break, because your boy has been grinding. Like, really, I've been between the radio show, teaching class, working on a comic book, now doing TV again, and the other thing that I can't tell you about yet. I have been absolutely grinding, but it's going to be worth it for sure. And I thank you for your support. Please check out Sports Adjacent. Those boys are putting out great content. And I will talk to you next time. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.